Kiddushin. Today's daf is daf Mem Vav. We're holding the final line of Mem Hey Amid Beis. Final line of Mem Hey Amid Beis. Where the Gemara begins, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. Who's the Hakol Moedim? Who's the everybody? Oh, so you'll remember that we had the Mishnah yesterday. A big, big machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Nanas. What was the machloikis all about? Let's start the Mishnah just for a short moment again on Mem Hey Amid Beis. You'll recall that once a year on Atzeres, what we call Shavuos, we go and bring the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem was accompanied by many, many, many karbanos. We had that in the Mishnah yesterday. You had the Par, and you had the Eilim, and you had the Kvosim. Where all of these enumerated, not in Parshas Pinchas, but in Parshas Emor, where it lists all of the karbanos that were brought together with the Shtei HaLechem. Now, the Par that we're talking about, and the Eilim, and the Kvosim, our Mishnah doesn't tell us the numbers, but we went through it yesterday. One par, two elim, seven kvasim. All of those were oilas. In addition to that, there was a soir, which was not an oila, but that was a chatas. None of these are crucial vis-a-vis the shtei halechem in the sense that they are ma'akiv. Like the Mishnah says, hapor, v'elim, kvasim, soir. You want to bring the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem was very, very important because before you brought the Shtei Alechem, you could not bring any menochis from the new flower, from the new year. You had to continue bringing from the Yoshan. What was Matir the Chodesh? You're saying to yourself, the Korban Omer. Yeah, that was Matir the Chodesh Ba Medina. It was made out of barley, but it was only Matir the eating of the grains, the new grains, Ba Medina. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to wait for the Shtei HaLechem, which of course is 7 weeks later on Shavuos. Now all of these Korbanos accompanied the bringing of the Shtei HaLechem, but none of them are Ma'akiv. So if you didn't bring the part of the Inlet Kvasas, sorry, and you brought the lechem is still good, and now you have a heter in terms of the chodosh pamikdash. Barry already asked yesterday, what do you do with that lechem? We're going to talk about that momentarily. Now, besides all of those kabbanis, which we just enumerated, there was also two more kvasim. Not to be confused with the seven kvasim that we just went through, because those seven kvasim were oilois. How do I know that they were oilois? That's a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Pasuk number Aleph that we had in yesterday's Gemara, V'kraftem al ha-lechem, together with the Shtei Alechem, you had the Shivas Kvasim, seven Kvasim, B'nei Shana, Par bin Bokarachana, Par, Eilim Shnayim, all of those, Yiyu Oila Lashem, all of those were Oilas. So the Gemara doesn't bring the Pasuk, but right after that, the next Pasuk in Parshas Emor says that in addition to that, you have to bring the Soir for Achatos, and finally you have to bring Shnei Kvasim, Lezevach Shlomen. You have to bring two more kvasim. How are these kvasim different than the earlier kvasim? The earlier kvasim were oilois, and these two kvasim were shlomim, and these were the only shalmei tzibur that you find throughout the year, because every other shlomim is a personal shlomim. These are shalmei tzibur brought by the tzibur, by Klal Yisrael, by the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. These are kachik kudishim, and unlike shlomim, they can only be eaten, not only, can even be eaten by regular individuals, including Yisraelim. Here, the shalmei tzibur had to be eaten dafke by the kohanim, because they had a din of kachik kudishim. You're exactly right. Now, the Mishnah tells us those two shalmei tzibur kvasim were different than all those other par, elim, kvasim, and soir, in that those are the real matirim of the lechem. In which respect are they the matir? You bring those two kvasim, and then automatically what happens is you can now eat from the shtei halechem. But besides the shechita and the zrika, like you have in all kabbanas, there's a special din of tenufa. V'hainif ha-koyin oisam al. You have to go into a tenufa, you have the pasuk down below. V'hainif ha-koyin oisam al-lechem ha-bikurim tenufa levnei Hashem al shnei kvasim. You have the lechem, midishnei kvasim. You have to weigh them all together as long they're even prior to the shechita. We're talking about leibedika shnei kvasim together with leibedika shtei alechem. Maybe shtei alechem is probably more inanimate, but you took them all together and you had to do as a waving. And that preceded the shechita, and then after the shechita, then the kohanim were allowed to eat from the basar of the shnei kvasim. The ayman, of course, went on the mizbeach, and as far as the shtei lechem, this was also distributed among all the kahanim. Okay, very good. So now, among these two, the shnei kvasim, as well as the lechem, is either one ma'akiv the other, and the Mishnah says, yes, indeed. If you go back to the Mishnah again, Halechem ma'akiv is ha'kvasim, vein ha'kvasim ma'akiv is ha'lechem, divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says, the lechem is ma'akiv the kvasim, which means that if you have the lechem, you can go and bring the kvasim. But if you don't have the lechem, you cannot bring the kvasim. The lechem is the one that's ma'akiv. While Rebbe Shimon ben Mananus is just the opposite, loy. You bring the kvasim. Even if there is no shtei lechem, it's a separate duty to go and bring the kvasim. What's the reason why? Reb Shimon Anna said the reason why is a historical reason. Because in the times of the Midbar, they brought kvasim without lechem. Why didn't they bring the lechem in the Midbar? Because in the Midbar, they didn't have lechem. Why didn't they have lechem? Because what do people eat every day?
Man.
They ate the man. So they didn't go and plant any tvua. They didn't have any carbon or oimer. They didn't have any shtei halechem. But according to Bananas, they did have the regular carbonis, which would have been brought together with the lechem. Yeah.
This lechem was from chitim, right?
100% chitim.
Mm-hmm. Not soyrim.
Not soyrim. Carbon or oimer was soyrim, and this was made of chitim.
So every Pesach they didn't have matzahs in the Midbar?
They had matzahs made out of mon, presumably. They didn't have
they didn't have. Is mon one of the five mini dagan? I don't think so.
So what did they make it out of?
They didn't have it.
They made it out of pickle juice. Whatever they ate, whatever they ate,
they
you know.
They didn't have it.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, don't be upset about
it.
And therefore?
Therefore, there was some said this is mon, and I think Tosfos is because they have to only once you had from
you, what you're doing is beautiful. What really we're talking about is that there are two reasons. You're giving a reason based on the Torah. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, mask him. But there's a practical issue too. And that is, if they would have had tavua, you could be talking about bringing the oimer, and you can go and talk about making matzahs, and you can talk about bringing shtei lechem. If you didn't have, you didn't have. So, but you're right, the Torah attack is vahoyu when you come to Eretz Yisrael, then you're going to go.
Do the best you can.
You do the best you can, exactly.
They got the srogan from Italy.
In the Midbar.
Planted by
sure.
Abraham.
Imported some wheat along with it.
Ah, okay, everything is possible. Anyway, but getting back to our Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, according to Benanas, that the reason why the kvasim is the ikar and not the lechem, because historically, when the Torah was given during the 40 years, there was no lechem, but they brought the kvasim on Shavuos, and they brought the carbon oimer without the oimer, in other words, the accompanying carbonus as well, on Pesach, even though they didn't bring the shtei lechem, they didn't bring the oimer. Oh, so that's the reason why the kvasim are always ma'akev, even years later, you don't have the lechem, bring the kvasim. However, that was Benanis' reason. Reb Shimon said, Benanis is right, but not for that reason. The reason why the kvasim are ma'akvim and not the lechem, because the kvasim are the matirim. If you want to be able to eat from the lechem, you have to go and shecht the kvasim. No shechting kvasim, then no lechem. So therefore, even if you have lechem, if you don't have the kvasim, don't bother bringing it, because you have to have a matir. The matir is the shechitas kvasim, which is matir the lechem. Good. Anyway, so we had a machlokes between Reb Akiva and Benanis together with Reb Shimon. Benanis and Reb Shimon both hold the same halacha, and that is that the ikr, which is the ma'akiv, is the lechem. The ikr is the kvasim. Because what's the reason why? According to Benanis, it's because of the historical reason, and because of Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon holds that the reason is because of the matirim. You have to bring the matir even if you don't have the nitzer. Mashenki Reb Akiva disagrees. What was the basis of Reb Akiva's disagreement? We had a discussion yesterday based on, it says, Yiyu Metiyana, and another Yiboyesem, and Nocha Pasik. Anyway, that was yesterday. What does Rabbi Yochanan come to do today? Rabbi Yochanan says that even though you're right, from the outset, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Hanas and Reb Shimon as to which one is the essential one and is the Me'akev, and which one is not. That's only at the preliminary stage. Hakol Moedim, says Rabbi Yochanan, back to the top of the Omid Memvova Meralev, Shem Huske Kuzel Azeh, if they became Zikois of one another. In other words, they became like
linked.
Interdependent.
Interdependent. Locked together. Oh, Bezika, of course, is a lashon that we're borrowing from Masechtas Yevamos, and that you have the two competing wives. Here you have two competitors, so to speak, for which one is the essential aspect of the carbon. Is it the kvasim? Is it the lechem? So even though there was a machlekes until now, Reb Kiva and Ben Anas and Reb Shimon, however, that's until you get to the shechita stage. Once you get to the shechita stage, then ma'akvin zeh ez zeh. What does that mean in practical terms? Says the Tap Rashi. Shem huskechu zeh lezeh shehoyu biyachad. Oh, achtus. V'yachkach ovad lechem oy kvasim. Shema'akvin zeh lozeh. If one of the two got lost, now there's an ikuv. And therefore, v'anoyse lefaneinu, whatever is left over. In other words, if we lost the lechem, we're going to talk about different ways of losing it. It doesn't necessarily mean that it was lost physically. It can also get lost halachically. For instance, we're going to talk about if it became tameh, if it became pasul biyotze, and things of that nature. We'll talk about that shortly. So if that can be ovud, or the kvasim became ovud, ma'akvin zel lezeh, anoyse lefaneinu, whichever one is left of the two. In other words, after the shechita, we lost the lechem, take the kvasim, which are now already karbonis, is already in basar, take that yetzel beisah sreifa. The nidcha be'ibud chaveri became lost as soon as the other one got lost. And the same thing is, if you lost the meat of the shtei alech, of the shnei kvasim, then you take the lechem, even though the lechem is beautiful and it's perfect, you have to go and take that lebeis hasreifa. Azei yizok Reb Yochanan, shem huske kuzel lezeh shem akvin zezeh. Now I already gave you the secret. What is that secret? What causes the zika? What point in the process is the zika? Vezuhu, that's the zika shalem. That's why the shechita. So at the shechita time, if until the shechita, you had the ibar alechem or the ibar akvasim, that's machlokes whether the ma'akiv one the other. But once you get to the shechita point and you shech the carbon, make sure you got everything, because otherwise if you lose one, you lose the whole thing. Amar Ula, boy memarabe, in Eretz Yisrael, they asked, what about the tenufa? The tenufa, as you know, precedes the shechita, because the tenufa we're talking about, the shnei kvasim were both alive. And the heinef hakoyin oisam, you have to do that waving together with the shtei alechem. So perhaps the zika already begins at the tenufa stage, so that at the tenufa, if you had the two kvasim together with the lechem, and you did the whole tenufa, and then subsequent to the tenufa, pre-shechita, one of them got lost, do we lose the whole carbon or not? Azoy zuktula that they asked Marava. So tomorrow, I don't really understand the shaila that well. Pshoit leimid Rabbi Yochanan. Since Rabbi Yochanan just said, Yom Rabbi Yochanan shchita oisazika, that that's the important guidepost, the important milestone, where the two have that achtus. And you lose one, you lose the whole thing. Mechlau de tenuvein oisazika. It's Eitzachos that the prior stage, Tenufa, took place a minute before, 5 minutes before, whenever, prior to the Shechita. If you're going to go and tell me that that does the Zika, then the Shechita is really Leimalev Leimoyed. Then the major guidepost is going to be the Tenufa. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's the Shechita, that means until Shechita, we still have the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, and Benanis, which one, if it's lost, is Ma'akev the other. It's a Chasim that Tenufa, I know it's a Zika. And for the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yochanan gufa kami boyele. Rabbi Yochanan, as far as what Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that was in fact the shayle b'marava. What means the shayle? Rabbi Yochanan zok tachklar. He said it's a shechita. Yeah. The question was, mifshe pshita le Rabbi Yochanan shechita oy zizika. Utenufa einas oy zizika. Was it a dove of poshet that Rabbi Yochanan wrote in bottom line, black letter font, the halacha is the shechita is the zika, and the tenufa does not affect zika. Or perhaps what Rabbi Yochanan was really saying is shechita pshitle. Once we hit the stage of the shechita, then both of them are ma'akev the other. According to everybody, hakel moit. Or tenufa masapkele. At the point of tenufa, I don't know whether we're far enough in the process. We're at that point already by the tenufa. When you did the tenufa of all of them together, the shtayim and the shtayim of the kvasim and the shtei lechem, if subsequent to that, if one of them got lost, would I go and say that the whole carbon is lost? Could be that Rabbi Yochanan himself said, I don't know. So since I don't know, I'm not willing to go and say with finality and with clarity that hakol moedim, but certainly by the shechita stage, everybody agrees that at that point, shteyem ma'akvin zeh ezeh. I have a raya from the pasuk. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Kodesh Yihu Lashem Lakoyin." Where is that pasuk? We quoted that pasuk already yesterday, but we have it again today, Baruch Hashem, and it's in the Torah or a Ma'amar. It's on the right hand margin. This is the tenufa. Alechem Ikurim Tenufa Lefnei Hashem Al Shnei Kvasim Kodesh Yihu Lashem Lakoyin. So now, where does it say those magic words, Kodesh Yihu Lashem Lakoyin? Pasuk Tenufa said. In the pasuk tenufa, that's the pasuk itself. The heinif akoyin oisam tenufa lefnei Hashem, and it says at that point, kodesh yul Hashem lakoyin. It gets infused with that kedusha, and that is talking about pasuk tenufa. Upligi benaras rebekiva. On that pasuk itself is the source of the machloikas benaras rebekiva that we had yesterday. Really, where did we have that yesterday? If you turn for a moment to the bottom of Mem Hei Omid Beis, there were two pshatim in the Gemara, the machlokes between Benaris and Rebbe Kiva, but the second one was the Yiboyeseima, which is six or seven lines from the bottom of the Omid, middle of the line, the Yiboyeseima, Bekrog Uveikam Evligi, the machlok between Rebbe Kiva and Benaris is, it says, Koyin Ishiyu Hashem Lakoyin, Rebbe Kiva Sovar, Eizu Dover Shekul Lakoyin. It says that the Kedusha goes to the Kohen, which is the Dover Kedusha goes to the Kohen, that's the Lechem. So we're talking about the Shtei Lechem. So that's obviously the one that's Ma'akev. That's the key one. That's the Havaya Yiu. It's gotta be. Ben Anas makes if Kodesh Yiu LaKohen. Kodesh Yiu LaShem LaKohen. That's where the Kvasim, where the Basar goes to the Kohanim, and the Aymerim go on the Mizbeach. Ah, that's the Yiu. That's the Havaya. That's the Ma'akev. Now, Rabbi said that pasuk is talking about right after the tenufa, the Zokti Gemara, and nevertheless, we have this very machloikas of Ben Anas and Rabbi Kiva, which one is the ma'akev? So how could you even think for a moment that we're talking about that perhaps the tenufa forces an ikuv one on the other, that forces the zika of the tenufa does it? We see that even post-Tanufa, in this pasuk, we have the machlokes, Ben Anas and Rebbe Kiva, which one is ma'akev or not. If you're telling me that Tanufa causes it to be a Zika, and both of them are ma'akevim, so why is there machlokes, Ben Anas and Rebbe Kiva? So, Timur, that kasha nishka starke kasha. That's not a difficult question. Because, letamich, let me ask you the shitascha. Bosa Tanufa vele bosa shchita. After all, when we're talking about kodesh yu lashem lakoyin, we're now talking about the distribution of the korban post everything, not only the tenufa, and the shechita, and the zrika sadam. Now we're talking about, okay, everything has been done perfectly, now we're going to divide up the spoils, so to speak, and that is the shtei lechem and the kvasim. So this is talking about even after the shechita. And nevertheless, we have a machlok between Rebbe Kiva and Ben Anas. So how did Rebbe Yochanan say at the top of the Amid? That once we hit the shechita stage, ma'akvin zeh, you see we're talking about post-shechita, we're talking about the time of giving it to the Kohen, or giving it Lashem and the Kohen. So I see already at that time, even at that time, we still have that same Machlok Ben Anas and Rebbe Akiva. Elamayis l'chalameimer. How are you going to go and end for Rabbi Yochanan? After all, Rabbi Yochanan knew what he was saying. We have a pasuk. So what does he do with it? We're talking about Me'ikara Koi. We're talking about what the story was at the outset. At the outset means prior to the tenufa, according to the Shaila, and prior to the Shechita, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and now we're projecting that if everything is being done perfectly, halachically, oh my, Kodesh Yisrael Lakoyin, Javash Soif Lakoyin, that a Mietz Hashem, when the time comes, when we're finished with all of the rituals and all of the requirements and all of the halacha, what's going to happen at that time? Says Rabbi Kiva, we're going to hand over the Shtei Lechem to the Kohen. And according to Ben Anas, we're going to hand over the Basar of the Kvasim to the Kehanim. So therefore, we're projecting from the outset what's going to be the likely result at the end of this process. We know how it works. You start off with selecting the Shtei Lechem. Well, you don't select them. You bake the Shtei Lechem, and you have to go and select your two Kvasim, and you have to do a Tenufa, and then you have to do a Shechita. Rabbi said, what's going to happen at the end? What's going to happen at the end? The Shtei Lechem will go for the Kohen, and the Shnei Kvasim will go for the Kohen, with the exception of the Aymer that goes on the Mizbech. So that's projecting what's going to be in the future. Ah, so therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan said that once you hit the Shechita stage, the Ma'akev Zeh Zeh, that's not shver from the fact that it says, Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lakoyin, because that's talking about, I know that that's going to happen eventually. At this point of the Shechita, we're not giving anything to the Koyin, neither the Shnei Kvasim, nor the Lechem, because we're not finished with the Avoid. Eventually, we're going to go and give it to them. When we give it to them, what's going to be the real prize, so to speak, the Havaya, which is Ma'akev, according to Mekiva, what's going to be Ma'akev is going to be the Shtei Alechem. According to the Benadis, what's going to be Ma'akev is the Shnei Kvasim. But when does that Ikuv and that Akava, when does that take effect? Prior to the Shechita, says Rabbi Yechon. Once you hit the Shechita, everybody agrees. Ma'akvin zeh zeh, even though we're not at the distribution stage yet. Therefore, says Yimar, the same thing would apply to the Tanufa. At the time of the Tanufa, according to this Shaila of the Gemara, if you said the Tanufa, Isazika, of course we're not distributing the Shtei Alechem and the Kvasim yet. I didn't even shech the Kabanas yet. I didn't even have the Matir yet for the Lechem. Of course. But I'm projecting what's going to happen in the future. So now, with the time of the Tanufa, it's going to be Ma'akev Zeh Lozeh. Prior to the Tanufa, it was not Ma'akev. Which one was not Ma'akev? It depends. According to Bekiva, according to Benanis, the way they interpret that pasuk, which is going to happen factually at the end of the entire process. By the Tanufa, the same thing. My shayla is Dovish Yosef LaKoyin. It's Dovish Yosef LaKoyin. Avada maskim, what's eventually going to go to the Koyin, and that's the machloikin between Rebbe Kiva and Benanis. But when do you get locked in that one is ma'ak of the other, according to Rabbi Yochanan Dova Poshit by the Shechita? The question is, what's the status by the Tanufa? And those Vesach Nishti Gemara was not Poshit that Shaita. But Freitimon, O Shechita Taka, O Zika, that once you do the Shechita, now it's Zika that each one is ma'akiv on the other one. Or a minute, I'm going to ask you Akasha from the following Braisa. That this Braisa is not talking about the Shtei Alechem. This Braisa is talking about instead a Korban Toida, which you bring together with the lechem, the lachme toida, which is the 40 chalas that you bring together with the behema, which we call a toida, and which the toida refers to as the toidas hashlomim, meaning it's in its basics without the chalas, without the 40 chalas, 40 breads, whatever you want to call them. If you call them breads, people think of that it's chametz, when it's really 3 out of 4, then a matzah. Okay, nishkanafki minute. But that toida, the toida refers to toida shlomim. It's not a full-fledged shlomim, because a full-fledged shlomim is nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad, and the toida shlomim is only one day and one night, only yom v'layla. Good, they're fine. So now the Gemara is going to ask us a kasha in the following Braisa. The Braisa, as you will see, has 3 cases, and in each case we're going to have 3 stages. The three cases...
Where's your phone?
yeah. Shkaya for reminding me.
I'm sorry it took me so long.
It took me even longer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
No, okay. Don't get 100% right. Shkaya. Sorry that we didn't remind you. Okay. It's better late than ever. Should we start again for the future? No, we're not going to start again. Nothing to worry about. Okay, those on the recording will be with you in a month.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I should be sorry. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we started the shir earlier, and it was totally my fault. I forgot that about all of our good friends on Zoom, and therefore we are in the middle of the shir. My apologies for not opening the Zoom earlier. Anyway, we are in the middle of Mem Vav Omid Aleph, and we're holding Mamish smack in the middle of the Omid, where it starts off the line, Ushchita Oise Zika. We just said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though there's machlokes between Benanis and Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah, which one is the essential of the two components of the famous Shnei Kvasim and Shnei Alechem Korban that you bring on Shavuos, is the Iker the Kvasim, or is the Iker the Shtei Halechem? Machloikis in our Mishnah between Benanis and between Rabbi Kiva. But when you get to the Shechita stage, once the Koyin or whoever Shoichet shechs the two Kvasim, from that point on, the two are now Zika. Zika means as if they are interwoven, interdependent on one the other, and each one is Ma'akiv Ze as Ze. And the Gemara is now asking Akasha from the following Braisa, or a mini. And as we said a moment ago, this Braisa is not referring to the Shtei Alechem, it's referring to a Korban Toida, where the Korban Toida is, at its basics, a Shlomim plus the 40 Lachmei Toida, but the Shlomim has been converted somewhat in that it's no longer shniyom v'layla echad, it's only liyoyim v'layla. Okay. Now, in this brisa, as you will see, the brisa is broken up into three separate cases, and each one of the cases has three separate stages in its existence, as you'll see. What are the three separate cases? In each case, we're talking about that something happened to the lechem. What happened? We're talking again, the lachmi toida. What happened to the lechem? Either nifras, nifras means that one of them became broken, one out of the 40 chalas. The next case is going to be that it became posel biyoytze, one of the 40 chalas went outside the base of English. And the third case is going to be that it became tome. In each one of these three cases, we're going to talk about three stages. Prior to the shechita, post-shechita, and post-zerika. And we'll see what the ramifications are. You'll see that there's a lot of commonality between the three cases. In fact, case one and case two are virtually identical. That is the case of the nifras lachma, or the lechem that became posel biyoytze. The din of tumah is slightly different because of the fact we have the benefit of the tzitz. You'll see all of that. It will become fairly clear very quickly. So how does the brisa begin? Achlei shachta. A person is bringing to the Beis HaMikdash his own personal carbon toida. He's very thankful to Hashem because he saved them from potential calamities. Okay, so what happens now? Achlei shachta, before you bring the actual carbon for your carbon shlamim, nifras lachma, one of the lechems unfortunately became broken. Broken means became part of it fell apart. Doesn't have to be there was a major explosion. Part of it was nifras. A prusa fell off of this lechem. What do you do? You didn't do the shechita yet, so it's still at a very early preliminary stage. I have a good idea. Yavi lechem acher. What infuses the lachme toida with the kedushas lachme toida? When we're talking about infusing kedusha, we're talking about the kedushas aguf. It's the shechita of the karm toida. Prior to the shechita, these are lachma. Yeah, there's a kedushas damim, but there's no kedushas aguf. That being the case, machasvich, one of the lachmi toid is no good, bring a second one, and then meshoichet. No problem. Very simple, very straightforward. Mishishachta, once you shechted it, and you didn't do the zrikas adam yet, nifras lachma, one of the lachman became nifras, again became broken. Part of it fell off. Hadam yizorek, you can go and spritz the dam. And you can eat the basar. But he was not yoytzes neder. V'alechem is posel. Lechem, not all 40. Exactly right. Now, when it says over the hadom yizorek, if the purpose of the dam is really to be matter the korban and the lechem is posel, so what is the benefit of hadom yizorek? Zot Rashi, hadom yizorek l'shem shlomim, v'loy l'shem toida. The whole shem toida falls away. You ignore all of those 40 lechem because they're all psulim and they're all going to have to be burned, unfortunately, on the basis reifa. But the carbon will be a kosher carbon, and now it's going to be either upgraded or downgraded, whichever way you look at it, to a shlomim. V'abasa yeyochel, you know how long? For a carbon shlomim. Shnei yomim v'layla echad.
B'nei nidra v'yotza.
I'm sorry?
It becomes a shlomim.
Even Yisrael can eat it, that's right. A regular shlomim.
What's in the Torah, Yisrael
can eat it? You can also can eat, yeah.
But did you require the tenufa of Yisrael? Because the tenufa, Yisrael, you do a ritual with a tenufa, right?
And what do you do by toida?
You do...
All the chazash, both of them. Both are the same.
No change.
No change. Sadom Yizorek, you do the Zerika Sadam for purposes, the Shem Shlomim, says Rashi, for loy, the Shem Toida. V'bosi Yochel, like a carbon Shlomim, he made a neder. I'm going to thank Hashem for the tremendous bracha that he gave me, and I brought a carbon toida. Sorry, mister, you were not yoytzi a carbon toida. The whole lechem is possible. Not only that individual one, all 40 chalas become possible. Rashi is bothered by, where do you take this from then? Because one of them, all 40, if you look at Rashi, nifras lachma, so Rashi, it's about a third down the Amud. Nifras lachma, Rashi, liyadanami nolan de mifsal kulu. Mishim, the nifras achas, man, come on. Isn't this so radical? One out of 40 became possible, and the whole thing is a basis. We learn it from the Chabanim, she min chastoida, uksubahi, and it says over there, the Lashon of he, and therefore I learned from that, Kodesh Hashem, who, he, whatever, shim nifras, echam, echalisea, kulim psulois, it's got to be vav yosa, yehei, it's a package deal, one for all for one. one lechem is possible. All the lechem are possible. Good, Tosis has different shot, and other Rishonim also talk about this. But getting back to our Gemara now, so that was stage number two, right? Stage number one, that was nifras lechem before the shechita, just bring a substitute. If it was post-shechita, just go and replace this carbon, not by the name Toydin, now it's a carbon shlamim, and all of the lachmim are possible. But what happens if Nizra Kadam, and now you had a problem with Prusa? Well, that's not an issue, because after the Zrika Zadam, we're going to go and eat from it. Right. Nobody's going to go and eat the whole,
swallow it all in one gulp.
Of course we're going to go and cut it up into pieces. Ah, so therefore that's no longer a problem. However, when it comes to a carbon toida, you have to go and give a present to the Koyanim, one of the Matnas Kuna. And one of that Matnas Kuna is that you have to give one of each one of the four different categories of lechem. So you have to give them 4 out of the 40 to the Koyanim. But one of them is porous. Make sure, the one that you give to the Koyan should be a nice one and not a tzebrochana. Make sure you go give to the Koyan a full-fledged, good, in other words, one of the other 39, and the porous should be eaten by the Kohen. Okay, so this was the three stages vis-a-vis nifras lachma. And now we do almost the same. Actually, shachta, before the shechita took place, yotzel lachma, one of the lachmim went chutz. By definition, we say chutz, we don't mean chutz la'azora, we mean chutz l'chumis Yerushalayim, because this is kachim kalim, which can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim, so bringing it out into Yerushalayim from the azora, that wouldn't passel it b'yoytze. So it went all the way outside of chutz Yerushalayim.
Why wouldn't it? Because
why wouldn't what?
If you shechted an animal,
we didn't shecht anything.
No. Just forget it. You shechted a regular animal.
Is it kachim kalim? Okay.
So if you shechted, let's clarify this. If you shechted a bechor, a miser.
Fine.
Okay. Before the zrika, you take the buser out of the azara. Does that affect the kashas of the korban? Before the Zrika.
We're not up to
it's
that case.
It's
100%. But here we're talking about before the Shechita. Nothing happened yet.
Okay.
Right? Any carbon you want to bring, even Kachi Kudushim, you bring it into the base. I'm bringing this for a Chatzis, I'm bringing it for an Osham, I'm bringing it for an Oila. And before he shechts it, you know, I changed my mind. I'm taking it outside the base of Migdash.
No,
it doesn't
no
become
possible
Yotzeh, because it's here we're talking about actually Shechta.
Yotzeh
Lachma, the Lechem went outside of its bounds, I mean outside Yerushalayim. No, machnisa b'shoich, bring it back in. But nifras lachma, we couldn't say, go and use that nifras one, because once it's damaged...
You can't use glue.
Exactly, so you have to bring a lechem acher. But here you're able to go and bring the carbon back in, bring back the lechem, bring it in. Nothing happened to it. It went in and out and out and in and out. But it's before the shechita. It does not get infused with kedushas haguf, so therefore it does not become possible. Right. Okay. What happens?
Before the
tenufa. By carbon toida, there's only a tenufa post, and that's only by the chaz v'shoik. But we shouldn't confuse the two tenufas. The tenufa over here that we had by the shtei alechem, that was prior to the shechita. Very special, by the kvasim when they're alive. The tenufa that we're talking about, the chaz v'shoik, that was already post the animal being geshocht. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Misha Shachta, now we're stage number two. There was already a Shechita, and one of the Lachmim, unfortunately, went out of its Gvul, outside not only the Azara, but outside Yerushalayim. Yotze Lachma, same case, but post-Shechita. Hadam Yizorek, go and spritz the dam. For what purpose? For a Shlamim. Vabasi Ochel like a Toidus, Shlamim. They nidra layotze, but he was not yotze's neder. Why? Because one of these lachmim, unfortunately, became posel b'yotze. And like Rashi said before, v'alechem posel, all of the 40 lechem become posel. They all have to go and take into the basis. So it's just like the case before, that we convert the toide into a shlamim, and the lachmim are all posel. What happens in Nizrik Adam after the Zrika Saddam? Toyimim mashe b'fnem, mashe b'chutz. What we're going to do is one of the lachmim, unfortunately, is possible. Okay, well, what can I do? It's no different than any other carbon that I took a piece of the meat from the carbon and I took it out chutz from the either azora by kachim kudishim or chutz v'yishlein by kachim kalim. But that doesn't spoil the rest of the carbon. Whatever became possible beyond it become possible beyond it. So what does he give now to the kohen? Toyimim mashe b'fnem, mashe b'chutz. Avada, don't give him the bad guy, the one that's possible. Go and give to the Kohen one of the remaining 39 chalas. So you see the two halachas almost the same. Yeah. Sounds good? Now we get to the third stage. What is the third? Not the third stage. The third case. Actually, shochta nitma lachma. what happened before the shechita, the lechem became tamei. Remember, the first case was that it became nifras, broken. Second case, we said it became posel b'yotzei. Now we're talking about that it's nit malachem, became tamei. Again, what do you do? Maybe lachem acher, b'shoich. Just bring another one. The one that became tamei, I'm very sorry. It's just chulin, a person who's not makvid on eating his chulin. Maybe you have to go and redeem it because that's kedushas damim. But other than that, just bring another lachem. No problem. B'shoichin and shech. Just like by the yotzei, we lost one, so bring a new one. Just by the nifras lachma, we lost one, bring a new one. Fine. Misha shachta once, it gets geshachten. Nitma lachma, if one of the lechem becomes tamei, again, the same thing again. Hadam yizarek. Vabasa yiyachel. That what? Dam yizarek, the shame, toiras shlomim. And vasa yachel, you can go and eat it shnei yom v'lai le'echad. But again, and here, v'nei nidra yotza. Here's the major difference between the earlier two cases where we said, you lost your neder, it became now a shlomim instead of a toida, and therefore you have to bring over a new carbon toida. No, here, v'nei nidra yotza, you can go and use the neder. Why? Shatzitz maratzel atamei. The tzitz is maratzel atamei. V'alechem is posel. Tzitz is maratzel atamei. We know, of course, when the Kohen Gadol has a tzitz, machlokes in the Gemara, whether he has to be wearing his tzitz or even if it's hanging on the peg, but the tzitz is maratza l'tami. Now, when we say it's maratza, it doesn't mean that it's machshirit. V'lechem pasul, the lechem is still pasul and has to go to the base hasreifa. So, what do we mean that the tzitz is maratza? It's maratza that it's a kosher carbon and you are yoytze your neder. The neder was to go and bring a carbon toida. He was yoytze; he doesn't have to bring another carbon toida. Okay, nizra kadam. After the Zrikas Dam, what's the din now if one of them became posel b'tumah? Okay, Torah min haTorah l'tamei, like we said before, give to the Kohen the best. Don't give him the broken ones, the bad guy. So don't give him the nifras lachma. Don't give him the one that became posel b'yotzei. And don't give him the one that's tamei. Give him from the Torah. Good. With this, we have concluded the price. And the price, as you see, is fairly straightforward. Three separate cases, and the cases are almost the same. What's up there?
Something happened to the person.
Oh, so now we're going to go back to, until now we spoke about Gizumtai. Until now we spoke about the carbon toitim. Now let's get back to our Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kvas. Very good. If you're going to go and tell me that once you do a Shchita, you have the Zika, meaning that both are Me'akiv each other. Gizumtai. The Lechem is Me'akiv the Kvasim, and the Kvasim is Me'akiv the Lechem, like we had on the top line here on the Amud Aleph and Rabbi Yochanan. Given the Huskiku Ze Lazet Beshchita, if Selei Lechem, this is what Bill was saying, that since we have that Zika, that the two are now interdependent on one another, so once you tell me that the lechem is posel, why are you telling me that the toida somehow magically gets transformed into a shlamim? I should say that the toida is also posel, because each one is ma'akiv zeh ezeh. So even though that Bryce is not talking about Unzer case of the Shtei Lechem, it's talking about the case of Toida, but aren't they similar that both of them have the Shchitas HaKorban is the Matir, and then after that you have, as you call it, the breads, you have something to eat, which is not Fleishiks, you can have now, if you want to be a veggie, what do you call vegans, then you can go and eat the Lechem. So aren't they both basically the same? So at the time of the Shechita, why do we go and say, it's a kosher carbon, it's fine, you can have a shlom, blah, blah, blah. It's only the lechem that's bustle. The whole thing should be bustle, because it's the zika zelazah. So it should be ifsel lechem, ifsel tipasel nami, toida. Why do we say that the toida? So in our case, by the shteil lechem, we said, if there's a problem with the lechem, then the kvasim are also no good. The whole thing is no good. Ma'akvin zelazah. If it's ovud, whatever, the whole thing is possible. What did Rashi say? Take the kvas and put them on the base of Sreifa. No good. And here by the toidu we say, no, the basar is fine. It's just the lachmi toidu which are not fine. So, manishtan. Everything marshani toidu rachmana karyish lamim. Mashlam krim malay lachem av toidu krevi beloi lechem. Since the toidu refers to the toidu, and it says, if the person is bringing zevach toidas shlomov, why did the Torah have to refer to Torah Shlomov? The Torah can go and say, Vim Toidahu Makriv. This is that the Torah Shlomov, it comes to tell you that every Torah is wearing two hats. It has two alter egos. If you can go and bring it with a lechem and everything is great and everything is fine, then it becomes a carbon Torah. If there's a problem with a lechem, it still retains its hat and its status of a Shlomim as a backup. Okay, so therefore you have those two alternatives. But by the shteil lechem, I don't have those kvasim don't have.
They are shlamim. They're shlamim tzibur, but they're shlamim.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you can't say, well, they should default to being shlamim without lechem.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a shlamim, if the whole quality of the Torah reverting to being a shlamim is that it's called shlamim, then certainly the shlamim tzibur, which by definition are shlamim.
Okay, so very good, very good, very good. So let's look at the bottom Rashi. Rachman akar yishlamim.
Right.
Toi yidra shlamim. Mashma, the afal pisha hoisa toide bishas lachma, choiseris lish shlamim beloi lachm. Aval, kivseatseris im lachma. Now, what does it say here? Korishlam. That's aval korishlam. That's exactly your point, and they're exactly the same. So notice, do you see before the word kori there's a gimel?
The Yud Beis in our Gemara.
Okay, so look at the Yud Beis.
Lo korishlam.
Oh, you have to add the magic word, loi korishlamim. Yes, we call it in the Gemara Shalmei Tzibur, but the Torah doesn't refer to it as Lachmei Shlomim. You have the case of the Toidas, what's the Lashon there? Toidas Shlomov. Here we don't go and say Kivsei Shlomov. And therefore, says the Gemara, it doesn't have that same character.
So it doesn't default to being a Shlomim the same way.
Exactly. Good. And with this, we concluded the shtickel. Now we had a Kasha, Tchita Oizazika, Kasha from Toida. On to Shteil Lechem, and we said, no, Toida has a separate identity, an alter
a
ego.
Default, a backup.
A backup, good.
Like a Pesach, Shari Moser Shana, it's Kari Shlomim.
Beautiful. Amar B'yamiya. Im Tim Tzoloyma, Tenufa Oysa Zika, and therefore, Ovr HaLechem, Ovdo Kvachim, right? We're just following up on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said at the top, Huskuzul HaZeh, Ma'akvin Zeh HaZeh, what's the Zika, the Shchita? Amar B'yamiya, Im Tim Tzoloyma, Tenufa Oysa Zika, not like Rabbi Yochanan said, shchita, but it's tenuf ois hazika, of an alechem, if the lechem got lost, of the kvasim, of an lechem, right? One is dependent on the other. V'imtim tzaloyim et tenufa, ein ois hazika, if you can tell me tenifa does not do zika, hevi lechem u kvasim, v'hunfu, v'over halechem, v'hevi lechem acher, ois halechem toin tenufa, oi einu toin tenufa. So Rabbi Yirmi is asking the following question. If you hold that Tanufa does not ois hazika, remember that was an open shayla which Yomar was never pushing. Yomar said it could very well be that even Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't know what the status is, so he didn't want to address that. He just addressed by Shchita, for sure there is that zika. So we don't know what the story is, the Gabbai Tanufa. So if you're going to be pushed the shayla, in other words, if Eliyahu Navi will be pushed, or if somehow we'll be able to find an answer before Eliyahu Navi, and we're going to paskin that Tanufa. Okay, so what happens now? Hevi lechem u'kvasim. He brought the lechem u'kvasim. V'hunfu. And we did a tenufa of the two together. And guess what happened now? The avar ha'lechem. And now the lechem got lost. Okay, so we said tenufa eina ois hazika. So since it's not ois hazika, it's not ma'akid. Since it's not ma'akid, hevi lechem acher. So let's go and bring another lechem. Forget about the first lechem, unfortunately, became ruined. Let's go, it got lost, whatever. Let's go and bring a brand new lechem. Now the question is, do we have to go and do a new tenufa? We already did one tenufa already, right? We said tenufa ain oisa zika, and we brought the lechem and kvasim, the hunfa, we did the tenufa, the two together, and the lechem unfortunately got lost, and now we're bringing replacement lechem, which is okay, because it's pre-shchita, we can bring replacement lechem, like we had in that price. Price, they were talking about a toy, but the same halach applies to us. Maybe lechem achay brought a brand new lechem. Do we have to redo the tenufa or not? Now the Gemara immediately points out, why am I only asking this question the gabe the lechem? I could ask the chayyim the same shayla gabe the kvasim also. Kvasim loyti boylach. There I'm not asking the question. Says Rabbi Yomi, devadai poy tenufa. If I'm going to bring brand new kvasim and I'm going to want to bring it together with the existing lechem, avad are we going to need a new tenufa? Wow. Why is that avad going to need a new tenufa? Because that is an essential aspect. If you look at the top Rashi, by tenufa kvasim achirin by tenufa the divrei hakoyel. The matina, they're a matir. Oh. Even though Rabbi Kiva disagrees which one is the more essential of the two, he agrees that the kvasim are the matirim of the lechem and not forget. After it says that you have to bring the two kvasim together with the pre-existing, all of the other oilois with the
1, 2, and 7
together with one soyer for a chatas. After that, the pasuk says, and you have to go and bring two kvasim. And then the next pasuk says, behind the so the ikur terufa, it says in the pasuk first the gabbat kvasim, and then you have to take together with them the lechem. So clearly, if the kvasim were lost and we brought brand new kvasim, we got to redo the tuf. Kiti boyilach over alechem, and the shayla is valibe de benanis loyti boyilach. According to benanis, it's not a shayla. Welcome aboard, brother Shai. Thank you for joining us again. Valibe de benanis loyti boyilach. There's no shayla gabi benanis. Why the amik kvasim ikker? He holds that the kvasim are the ikker and not the lechem, and so therefore, if the lechem gets lost. So you don't have any lechem. You brought new lechem. You do not have to redo the tenufa on that lechem. Rabbi Kiva, the Omar lechem iker. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says the lechem is the most important, based on the machloikis and the psukim that we had. Kiven the lechem iker, and now I'm replacing the old lechem. Do I have to do a brand new tenufa by tenufa loy? Oy dilma kiven the matirin. Since the Iker Matir, even I, Rabbi Kiva, agree that the Matir of the Lechem is the Kvasim. If the Kvasim, you already had a Tanufa, the Shinganok, you don't have to go and take the Kvasim. The Kvasim already dizzy from the first Tanufa. You don't have to do a second Tanufa. Vazis. If the Marteku, that's also going to remain a Shaila, an open Shaila. Okay. Amalei Abayi L'Rava. Maishno Shnei Kvasim Nemekachi Lechem. Umaakvi, umayishna shiva kvasim, upar the elim, the loy mikachi lechem, loy maakvi. The Gemara is asking now a very simple question. We started off the Mishnah, both yesterday and today, that when you're talking about the par, the elim and the kvasim, what was the number?
1, 2, and 7,
as opposed to a musaf, which is how much? 2, 1, and 7, right? So you have over here 1, 2, and 7, and of course everybody said we're now in the spirit of Purim, and in Purim there are 127 Medinois that Esther was the Amalsha,
Achashverosh,
and Esther, yeah, they got some awesome, right? It may have been Esther, Mesheva, Medina. So that's very good. So 1, 2, and 7, 1 par, 2 elam, and 7 kvasim. Fine. So what's the din and 1 soyer as well? What, they are not ma'ak of the lechem, and the lechem is not ma'ak one. But the 2 shlamim, those other 2 kvasim, those are your ma'ak. That is ma'ak. Either lechem, ma'ak of the kvasim, kvasim, and lechem. That's the machlek, the b'kivim, and tefshim, bananas. Which one is the ma'akiv? Is it the kvasim? Is it the lechem? But nobody's worried about the 1, 2, and 7, the 1 par, the 2 elam, and the 7 kvasim for oilois, as well as the soyer. That everybody agrees, that is not ma'akiv, manishtana. Why is there a difference? Jokti gemara, omli abay l'rob, ma'ishna shnei kvasim, v'kachi lechem ma'akvi, u'ma'ishna shnei kvasim, v'par v'ilim, v'loi me'kachi lechem, v'loi ma'akvi. Who's the one that made that decision that the shnei kvasim are the one that are the matirim, and they're the matir and the ma'akiv, as opposed to the other kabbanis, which you're saying are not ma'akiv? Amalei, hoyil v'huskuzel l'zeh betnufa. We see that they are special, these two. Behenef akoyin oisam, dafka, these 2 kvasim, together with the shtei lechem, you go and take them and make aganso waving. So since the Torah was very makbid on the tenufa, is the chasimin, these are the makachim, these are the ma'akvim. Freitimara, vare toidin loy huskechu lezebe tenufa. We're now bringing the parallel of toidin like we had in the Amar Aleph, where there too you have to go and shech a carbon, which we call the carbon toida, and you have the lachme toida. There's no tenufa pre-shechita, umekadshu ma'akva, and nevertheless the shechita of the carbon does a wonderful job in being mekadesh and ma'akiv. So you see the tenufa is really loy malav loy moirid when you're talking about the case of toida, because you don't even do a tenufa. Right. So why should it be malu moirid over here?
The Torah says, I mean, I understand the question. I mean, if there's no tenufa required by a toida, of course you can skip it. Exactly, there's no question. What's the whole point? Why is this even a question? But there's no tenufa about chatas either. So we're going to worry about a chatas. I mean, what's the point here?
Yeah, very good. What the Gemara is trying to tell us is that since I see I don't need tenufa elsewhere, even though the Torah was machayev over here, perhaps it's only a mitzvah to do.
Not
ikuva. Not ikuva, exactly. Why didn't the Torah say that you have to do by Torah too? So you see, it's like a nice freebie mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu Rotzeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael, Lefich Hachim, and Torah mitzvahs, and he added a brand new tenufa requirement by the Shtei Alechem, which is not by the Torah. But since it's taken up by the Torah, it sounds like that this is not an essential aspect of the avoid in the Beis Mikdash. Manishtana, why Torah, we're saying the Shechita does a great job. Over here too, why don't we say that Shechita does a great job, and therefore it shouldn't be, the Ma'akev should not be dependent on the Tanufa aspect, but on the Shechita. And by Shechita, all of them are the same. I shech the Shevikvasim, mit the Par, mit the Elam, mit the Soyer, mit the, these two. It should be the Shechita that causes the Ikuv, having nothing to do with, and therefore, all the Kabbanis Kulam, and not just the two Kvasim. The tenufa aspect is not the key essential reason. I'll tell you. The reason why the two kvasim are the ones that are the ma'akvim and not the others, because just like by the toida, which is the korban that you bring with the toida that infuses the lachme toida with kedusha, it's a shlamim. Ha'achvanami, also the shlamim are the ones that go and give that infusion of kedusha, and that's why only these two, and not the one, two, and seven. Good. Frank Timora, me dummy. How can you compare? Hosam lekezvacham achreni badei. Hochad ikezvacham achreni badei. Likachi hani vahani. When you're talking about the Toida, there is only one candidate.
It's a Karban
Yochid, and the Yochid only brings one animal. He doesn't bring 12 animals. Here you're talking about bringing multiple, 1, 2, and 7, besides the two. And that being the case, Frank Timon, maybe you would need the Shechita of all of them collectively to infuse the Shtei HaLechem with the Kedusha. And you're saying, yeah, but it's the Tenufa is the major aspect. My dear friend, tenufa is only a nice additional mitzvah, because I see by Torah you don't even have tenufa at all. So even though you have a tenufa over here, the chayit shouldn't be the determining factor, the decisive matir. I should say all the animals are the matirim. I, the gabe, the toida, the reason why the other animals are not matirim, because there are no other animals, there's only one. But here that the Torah required the 7, the 2, the 1, let them all be part of the ma'akvim, not just the 2 shlamim. So tomorrow, okay, forget about Toida Elke El Nozer. It's just like Ail Nozer. What's the Ail Nozer? As you know, every single person that became a Nozer, now when he wants to return to being a regular civilian, he has to bring his Korbanos Tahara. What does he have to bring? He has to bring an Ail Nozer, which is a form of Shlamim, and he also has to bring together with that an Oila Mit Achatas. All those three Korbanos. Okay, so what happens now? So what infuses, okay, so in addition to the Ail Nozer, which is the Shlamim, you have to bring 2 types of lechem, not 4 types of lechem, 2 types of lechem. 20 instead of 40. Okay. So by my Ayah Nozer, Avagav, the Ikiz Vachem Achrini, there are other Kabbanis as well. That's the Chatas and the Oila. It's Shlomo the Mekachi. They're the ones that infuse the
20 loaves.
The 20 loaves with the Kedusha and Midachrin Eloi, not another. Hachanami Loish Shlomo, the same thing over here. Even though you bring all those other Achrini, all those other Kabbanis, the Param, the Eilim, and the Kwasim,
they're unrelated.
They're not related for purposes of infusing Kedusha. The infusing of the Kedusha is always the Shlomim.
But with this on Mishnah, it's expressed in our Mishnah. That
was his question.
Okay.
Let's go back to the beginning. Omli Abay Lerova, Maishno, Manishtana. Why do you say Shnei Kvasim Mekachi Lechem? They're the Ma'akvim. Or Maishno, the Shiva, the Meparim, the Elim, the Loim Mekachi, the Loim Ma'akvim. How do I take a note? Like you just said for the Mishnah. He wants to know what's the basis of this distinction in the Mishnah. Anyway, Sukti Moriyetz, now I know the distinction. Because by Ayel Nozer, which is also Shlomo, and it goes and infuses through its Shechita. It infuses the 20 lachmei el nozir that they get kedusha. So here too, it's the shlomim that gives the kedusha. And before, by the toidi, you said that there are no other candidates. It's only one carbon. Here there are numerous kabbalas because besides the el nozir, which is shlomim, you also have the achatas the olavka the ikas vacham achini shlomim nukadji min eloi mekad. Hachanam el shlomim. The same thing over here. Freiti mar vhasam inolim. Taka good. Maybe by El Nozer we should ask the same Shaila. By El Nozer, maybe it's the Shechita of all three. The Chat is mit the oil and mit the Shlomim that gives the infusion of Kedusha into the 20 Lachmim. So Gemara, Hashmin, all in the Sanya, it says in the Possibly, Yil Yasa Zevach Shlomim Lashem, Al Salam Matzois. The fact that the Torah says, the Torah already enumerated the chatas and the oila and the shlamim. And it says now, don't forget the salam matzos and don't forget the shlamim. Why are we giving the shlamim the headlines and saying, oh, don't forget the shlamim to get the salam matzos? Why don't we talk about the chatas and the oila as well? Those two are connected. That's the zika between the shlamim and the matzos. In fact, if there was chitz shloy l'shmoy, then the lechem would not become the kudish, but it's only on the shechita of the shlomim and not on the chatzim of the oil that has nothing to do with the lechem. Those are the two that are connected. Fine. Zok Yomar Vayit Tzon Rabbanon Shtei Lechem Bois Mifnei Atzmon Yunfu Utu Betzurasan. As you recall, Barry, you asked yesterday, according to Rabbi Akiva,
right,
what happens if you did not have the kvasim, you only had the shtei lechem?
Right. So says Rabbi Akiva,
yeah, but it was aramat. Said Rabbi Akiva, it's not ma'akiv, it's fine. What is ma'akiv? The ma'akiv is if you're missing lechem, but it's not ma'akiv if you're missing the kvasim. That's what we had in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says the lechem ma'akiv is kvasim, the kvasim ma'akiv is lechem. So you really ask. So if you have no matirin,
what do you do with the lechem?
Oh, what did I tell you yesterday?
You wait till today.
Oh, and now Baruch Hashem, I'm a Mekayim. Exactly. Toner Rabbanon Shtei Halechem Bois Bifnei Atzman. Now, how do you have Shtei Lechem Bois Bifnei Atzman? They always come together with all of these multiple kabbanas. What's the Bois Bifnei Atzman? So look at the Rashi, middle of the Amid, Bois Bifnei Atzman. What does Rashi say? Ali Berakiva, the Amid Kvasim, Ein Makvanas Alechem. So you're only bringing the Lechem. There are no kabbanas. Why? They didn't have enough money.
Or
the animal machta pleita. Yeah. There are no behemoths. There's only shtelech. Then you bring a shtelech with the atzma. The question is, what do I do? There's no matir. Yunfu. Do your tenufa with the shtelechem alone, right, missing the two kvasim. The two ba'os, to uber tsurasan. To uber tsurasan is a word that you use in kachim, which means wait until its tsura has changed.
Right. It's that's nicer, literally it's nicer.
Nicer. And when does that happen? That happens the next morning.
Right.
After the period of time that you normally would be able to eat it, when right, it would become nicer, possibilina, then to ubatsurasan, the yeslavesasrave, and then go and burn them. Okay. That's the brisa. Frank Digmar, a very basic question. Am I allowed to eat from the shtei lechem, or am I not allowed to eat from the shtei lechem? Mamanavshach. Ilachila asyon, if Rabbi Kiva holds that since kvasim are not essential to the whole process, and the shtei lechem are kosher on their own, if you're allowed to eat them, then eat them. Why does it say that you have to do with tzurasim beis esreif? It's elamai, you're not allowed to eat it. Eat the sreifas, and you have to go and burn it because you didn't have the matirim. Listen to the altar. Why are you waiting for the next morning? Lamalu imetzura. Off an art, as soon as you brought the shtei lechem, and everybody asked, what happened to shnei kvasim? Sinishdaka shnei kvasim. No, I said nishdaka shnei kvasim. Let's go and burn it right now. It's possible to carve.
But we say by Korban Pesach, even though it's you wait.
We're not finished. So that's the Gemara's question. I don't understand why, according to this brisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, I can't eat it. There's no question about that. There was no matir. But why do I have to wait until the next morning? Why can't I do a sreifa right now? We're going to have three answers. The answer of Rabba, the answer of Rav Yosef, and finally the answer of Rava. Rava is going to be very similar to Rabba. We have these three answers. Answer number one, Amar Rabba, l'oylam l'achila asin, min me'ikra din, Rabbi Kiva holds, since the shtei lechem, that's the havaya, the kodesh yu l'koyin, you, that's what's ma'akiv. The kvasim are not ma'akiv. And therefore, if there are no kvasim, you can eat the shtei lechem on their own.
Wow.
Really? So why does it say over here, the sreifa asi, the sreifa le'alta? Well, why does it say, ibetzura mitasreifa? Eat them! Kzeirishim yizdamnu lehen kvasim l'shan haba. Because maybe next year, Me'at Hashem, there'll be a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, and there will be two kvasim, and the kehanim that remembered what happened this year, v'yoyim, they'll say yishtak in the previous year. Don't you remember we ate lechem without the kvasim? Let's go and also eat today the lechem, even without bringing the kvasim. You see, it's not ma'akiv. We didn't have kvasim last year, and we went ahead with the shtei lechem. Let's go ahead this year, too.
Shave al tasa and make sure it's puzzled for ibritzura.
So the inu lo yadi, and they won't recall, or they won't know. The yishtak, and they have a kvasim. Since there were no kvasim, inu shari and nafshayu. So then the shtei lechem were matter themselves. Hash the ikke kvasim, but now Baruch Hashem the kvasim the sharilu. It's the kvasim that are matter. So you have to bring the kvasim. So therefore, to make this very, very stark and clear, make sure that the year when they're missing the kvasim, burn the shtei halechem. Why did you go and burn the shtei halechem? Because if you're going to go and eat it next year, they're going to make a mistake and say
you need not even kvass them at all.
So now you're asking, Zoy Bazoy, why didn't you burn it immediately? You didn't burn immediately because of the fact that it's still good kvassim,
good kvassim, still good lechem.
Still good lechem, yeah. That according to Rabbi Kiva, Me'ikr Dinah, according to Rabbi, you'd be able to go and eat. So what we're going to do is we'll keep it around as long as possible.
Publicize it, the fact that you didn't eat it was because there were no kvassim.
Good.
Not because that was the way of imprinting it in everybody's mind, so next year they don't make an error.
Good. And there's another svar over here too, also, you don't want to be maybe kosher on the basis of Sreifa, because Me'ikr Dinah, you're allowed to go and eat
these. To eat them, it's illegal to burn them
so therefore what do? You wait until they have become lina noiser and become possible, then you can go and burn them like any other carbon that is possible legally. Exactly. Rabbi says, I'll bring you a raya to my shita from the following braisu, from the following mishnah, which we've already had in the past, which is a very geshmaka mishnah mesech shkolim voshtei dot the mishnah. The night of Rabbi Yehuda, Hayyad ben Bukhri be Yavna. Ben Bukhri went and told the following at the station. He was made in Yavna, called Koyin Sheshoikel Einay Choyte. Any Koyin who participates in the Matzah Shekel. What the Gemara is suggesting is he doesn't need to go and participate in the Matzah Shekel. Why does a Koyin not have to go and participate in the Matzah Shekel? Because in Miyat Hashem, next week's parish in Parashas Kisisa, what do we learn at the time? That you have to go and take the machta shekel, the shekel HaKodesh, who has to go and give? Those mi ben esrim shana v'mala, etc., who are right to go latzava, they have to go give machta shekel. But the Kohanim did not participate in that counting, in that census. They had their own census, starting from either from ben Chodesh or ben Shloishim shana. So they didn't have they were not counting the census together with all the other shvatim. And so therefore, Me'ikr Adin says, Ben Bukhri, it's very possible that Kohanim do not have to participate. It's not mandatory upon them to go and give the Machzah Shekel. However, if they want to go and give, there's no chait. Why would they think that there is a chait? Says Rashi, like we learned in the Gemara previously when we had this Shtikl Chazal, this Mishnah, because if they go and give it, I would think, oy, 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 these funds are not Tzibur funds. These are Kahanim funds, Yochid funds. And I have to go and buy every single day Kabbalist Tamid and Kabbalist Musaf and Shabbos and Shchoidish, etc. And these are being brought by Yechidah. These have to be brought by
the... contaminates it with private funds.
Huh. So what did the Gemara say elsewhere? We had this earlier in Daf Chof Aleph that we asked them that they should be Moisil Tzibur. In other words, when they bring it, we say, hey, fellas, do you realize that these are going to become part of the Tzibur's money? Yes, we're Makdash Adam Manas. It's not our kabbanis anymore. This machzah shekel will blend in with all of the other moistim when we give it wholeheartedly. Midagansur mach evarim and shesagidim, and therefore ain echaitim. Hazei zogt ben Bukhri. However, says Imam Rabbi Yechim and Zakei Lohi, that was not the real background of all this discussion, and rather, if a coin does not bring the machzah shekel, he's over a chait because even though he was taken not part of the pikudim that are referenced in Parshas Kisisa, we've been asked from Shon of Amala, nevertheless, that's just a way of identifying Klal Yisrael, but they are also part of Klal Yisrael, and they have to give the machzah shekel. So why are there kehanim that do not give? Because they made the following shetel on their own. It says, if you have a minchas koyin, you're not allowed to eat it. It has to be toli kolil. Now, hoyil, there are a number of minochis tzibur that we have throughout the year, such as the minchasu oimer, and we have the minchas shtei halechem on Shavuos, and we have the lechem upon him every Shabbos. They're going to go and say, shulonu hein, if we're participating in giving the machzah shekel to the tzibur together with everybody else, you know what's going to happen.
We have a minchas kohen partially here.
Partially minchas kohen hech necholim. How can we possibly eat from them? Mechas v'shul. Don't bring any machzah shekel. They made big plakaten for all of the kehanim. Don't give. So we shouldn't have a problem of the minchas kohen kol tir. Okay, so that's what it says in the Mishnah Shkolim, very gishmak. So now Rabba is trying to bring a raya. It says, among those that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said was, Hoyil va'oimer, ushtei halechem, v'lechem upon him, heich nechol. So too much shtei halechem, hani nech, shtei halechem, heich edom. What are we talking about? Ilei meboisim hazebach, we talk about your normal, regular shtei halechem, that you have every single Shavuos. Otu toidu v'lachma, miloi menadvi kehanam v'achli lehu. Notice in this list it didn't say, Hoyil va'oimer, shtei halechem, lech upon him, and a carbon toidu, which is brought by a kohen. After all, the Karm Toida can be brought by anyone in Klal Yisrael. No one suggests in the Torah that a Kohen, if he brought his Korban Toida and Lachma, that you don't eat it, it's burned on the Mizbeach.
Right.
No, no, there's no such thing. A Korban Toida can be brought by a Kohen, just like by a Levin, just like by Yisrael, like by any.
And he can keep all 40 for himself. He doesn't have to kick up to another Kohen.
You're probably right. But yeah, okay, but getting back to Otto Toida Velachma, Miloy Menadev Kahanav Achlilu, doesn't he have to be Menadev, and can he not be Menadev and eat it? Avadiyah. So why would we say, therefore, by the Shtei Lechem is different? Shtei Lechem is a parallel to the case of the Korban Toida. That just like a Korban Toida, a Koyin can bring a Toida and he can eat the Lechem. So the same thing is, even if Taki, you're right, that the Machzeh Shekel funds are the Kahanim and they're the ones that bought the Shtei Lechem.
It's no worse than the Toida that they brought themselves.
And they can eat it.
Right.
Elamai, since this Mishnah does talk about Shtei Lechem, it's talking about that these Shtei Alechem were brought in a particular year where there were no kvasim, like Rebbe Kiva, and there were only Shtei Alechem on their own. Uktani, and it says in the Mishnah, Hey, Chayne Cholim, how can they be eaten? So why is this rhetorical question? After all, if this is going to Rebbe Kiva, they're not eaten. They're burned. So you see, Me'ikra din is a din of Achila. Why don't we do the Achila? Because that Gezeira that we said, Mishum Ishtak. But otherwise, go to Achila. So the Rabbi is the Charai to me. The Shtei Alechem that come on their own are la achila. Amli Abayis. Abayis said, with all due respect, Rabba, my stepfather and everything else, la oilam nishkaraya. La oilam boizam is zevach. Could be, it does come with a zevach. I do kashaloch mi toidu. You ask this kashvin toidu v'lachma. Lachmi toidu ikrim mincha. Shtei Alechem ikrim mincha. The reason why by lachmi toidu, a kohen can bring his own toidu and he can bring all the lachmi.
Because not part of it goes on mizbeach. There's no kmitza. There's nothing mizbeach centered.
Yeah, but Shtei Alechem
also. No, but it's nufa. So you do have that. You do have that.
Okay, we'll talk about it in a moment. Anyway, lachmi toidu ikrim mincha. Since it's not called mincha, the whole kasha web called mincha is kohen called. Yeah. So it's not called a mincha. Oh, but Shtei Alechem is called a mincha. How do I know? Shnema bakrivchem mincha chadosh l'Hashem b'shvoi seichem on shvuos. Ah, so you see, it's called a mincha. So the choyer b'chol minchas koyin kol tia. That's the reason why the Mishnah said that the kohanim are mezalzel in the din of machzeh shekel because of this tana that they say that we're going to eat from that shtei lechem that it should be it's chamincha mincha chadosh. So don't bring me a kasha from toida. So bottom line is, Abaye says, Rabba, your pshat is a nice pshat. In other words, why do we wait for the next morning and why don't we go and burn it immediately? Because it's takal achila, and the only reason is because of this greater mishtakim. And mevi in kashra beis absol. The pshat is nice, but the raya that you brought for the Mishnah is not a concrete raya after all. Rav Yosef disagrees vehemently with Rabba. No, there was no matter. It goes the sreifa. Behind the Talmud Loi Sarfinan, so why don't we go and burn it miyad? Why do we wait only after Ibr Tzura? You're now let it go and do all types of malach on yad. Those malachas that you have to do because the Torah told you for kabbalas, etc. No, those you have to go and do. But otherwise, if you have kochim and became noiser, it doesn't have to be dafka. These kabbalas have been noiser. You could have had a shlomim that you're able to eat shnei yom v'layla echad, and now you brought it 2 days before Yom Tov, and now you didn't finish it off, and you have noiser, so let's go and burn it the next morning. Ain't time for kochim Yom Tov. You got to wait until after Yom Tov, just like any other malacha that you're not allowed to do. So therefore, the emissary and the Torah would require you to do sreifa, according to Rabbi Kiva.
But it's mechusar zman for sreifa, as it were.
Oh, you do it the next way. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says, you see, Abayis is...
He's chepping with both the rabbi and Rabbi Yosef.
He said, don't think I'm only chepping with you. I have a kashya Rabbi Yosef as well. Me, dummy, how can you go and bring a raya from this halacha in Torah, according to Yom Tov? Hosam lav mitzvasa mekach. That's not the mitzvah. If you have anything that became possible before or during Yom Tov, let's say something comes possible, be yoytze, something becomes possible, tamei, whatever happens to me. So normally you'd say, okay, put in the basis right, but no, ain't so because you're Yom Tov, wait until next day, or at least wait until on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Tov. If you're telling me that according to Rabbi Kiva, if there are no kvasim, bring the Shtei Alechem anyway, and what do you do with it? Burn it, listen, how is it different than Yom Kippur? When the Torah says, go and burn the pot. How you got to go burn in Yom Kippur? Because the Torah is Machayiv. If that's what you hold, Rabbi Kiva holds, so do it on Yom Kippur.
It's not
Asher on Yom Tov. Elam Rav Yosef. Gzeira Shema Yizdamnu Lehem Kvasim Liachar Mikan. A very, very beautiful svara, says Rav Yosef. The truth of the matter is, goes l'sreifa. Why don't we soyrif it immediately? Because the whole reason why it goes l'sreifa, because there are no kvasim. You brought the shtei alechem 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, whatever, and there are no kvasim. Now the Bezin says, based on our Gemara, l'sreifa koi, you have two sreifa. But one koin stood up and said, one second, Rabbi Say, you never know. Maybe two kvasim will miraculously somehow arise on the horizon within the next
two or three, four hours.
Why rush to destroy them? Right, how late can you go and bring still those two kvasim, says Rashi, until this man of the Tum shall be in our boim. Exactly, until the end of the day. So hold it until the end of the day. On Malay, Abayi says, okay, Rav Yosef, what you said is beautiful. And again, Abayi is now responding to Rav Yosef. Teinach kolz maha kvasim. Until the last moment of Akrava, right before Shkia, right before the Tumah Shel Bein HaBoyim, I'm asking, let's hold it then. Abul Abbas asked me this, Rufinim. Why are we waiting, might? Why do I wait for the next morning to Mitzrasim?
Right.
Okay, wait until maybe Matzah Yom Tov after Havdalah. But why the next morning? Right. And for the Gemara, although to Mitzrasim throughout Mesechtes or Seder Kodshim is always referring to waiting until it becomes possible, Belina Benoiser. However, here Ta'uba Tzerasin has a different pshat. My Ta'uba Tzerasin Nami Tiktoni Tzuras HaKrovasa, that you have to wait until you're over the Zman on the Tzuras HaKrova.
So you actually could burn it that night.
Exactly. You could burn it that night, and we just have to wait until after the Zman of
Yom Tov is passed.
Yom Tov is passed, or after the Zman HaKrov is passed.
Right,
which
right, after, right, after Shkia.
After Shkia. Later on, yeah, Taki, you don't have to wait until the next morning. 100% right. Good. So now we have, so Rambam says, Me'ikra Dinis Lachila, not Skzera. Rav Yosef said the Ikra is Sreifa. Why don't we burn it immediately? Because of Halavai, maybe we'll still find a couple of Sreifa, a couple of Kvasim. And if not, to Mitzrasim means at night. The Amar Rava, I'm sorry, Rava Amar, Lachila Asin, I hold like Rava. Bemis me Ikra Din and Lachila. Ugzei Mishin the Rava. And the Gzei Stak like Rava said, Mishin Mishtakit. Vala Mitame. However, I don't agree with this time. In other words, I agree with his Halacha, Lachila Asin, but I don't agree with his tam. El mikra, but rather I learned it from a posik. What posik you talking about? Va'amarav minu aminala. Tchsid mi moishvei seichem tviu lechem tenufa shtayim shnei asrei nucham tiyandra gavena. Let's see the posik dalid. Mishvei seichem tviu lechem tenufa shtayim shnei asreinim soilis tiyana chomis tiyafena bikurim lashem. Now it talks about bikurim at the end. Now this is not really bikurim, as you know, bikurim are that you have to bring from the seven minim shivs of Eretz Yisrael, and you have to bring with the ganze procession,
right? And Rami Aviyavi, the whole
nine yards. So these are really not bikurim. So why does Torah refer to them as bikurim? Says Rav, I'll tell you why. Bikurim Lashem, bikurim b'fnei atzman, just like bikurim you bring on their own. In other words, there's no carbon that you bring.
No zavach or anything.
Exactly.
You just do the waving and then you put it on the other.
Av shtei lechem b'fnei atzman. There will be occasion when you have shtei lechem on their own. When, in a case of Rav Akiva, where there are no kvasim, you're going to bring them on their own. Umina, once we're learning from one, you're learning mina umina, and not uki basra, mina. Ma bikurim lachila, just like bikurim are eaten. Afshtei lechem na mi lachila are also eaten. No, so if they're eaten, why does it say here in the Braisa to ubitzerasan and you have to go and then do a sreifa?
Right.
That's kseirim mishum rabba, kseirim mishum ishtakid. So therefore, Rava holds like Rava, but Rava adds to this a pasuk
of bikurim.
That the pasuk of bikurim tells, just like bikurim you eat, shtei lechem on their own, you also eat me'ikar hadin.
We had early in the sechta that we're doing the inyan of a pigo in the chaf, whatever it was, that if you're mafago in the nishkita of the kivsei atzeres, you can be mafagel either in the buser. It's a matir with two, it's a matir. The votus of the kivsei atzeres have two targets. It has the buser of the kivsei atzeres and it has the lechem. We had that whole discussion there. It seems like we've completely forgotten it when we talk about.
Maybe we'll have it tomorrow.
No, I'm saying we talk about the 1, 2, and 7. Maybe it's a package.
Mm-hmm.
Can you mefagel if you're shechting the parchatas? Can you mefagel the lechem? No.
You don't mean the parchat. You mean the par oila.
The one par. Thank you. The par oila. The one par. It's so disconnected. It's so.
Those gemaras are based on our Mishnah and our Gemara.
I see.
After we know that they're not.
So it's a pigle. We brought it in. Okay.
Have a wonderful.